Next patient is Diana Dalorto. Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Dalorto is D-A-L-L-O-R-T-O. Dalorto Diana, date of birth is 5/21/78. Date of visit was July 31, 2025. Please make copy for Diego Torres, M.D. T-O-R-R-E-S, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Diego, thank you for sending Diana Dalorto for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 47-year-old female who has recently been sent for a CT of the chest. Done on 7/24/25 showed a new indeterminate consolidative density in the posterior right upper lobe measuring 2.2 centimeter. And it could be infectious or inflammatory. A repeat chest CT was suggested. She also had a 6 millimeter pleural base nodule in the right lung apex, which was stable since April of 24. Period. The patient has no cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. She denies weight loss, hemoptysis, fever, or chills. She has had no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next, past history. Past history includes hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of ulcerative colitis, and she has had previous thyroidectomy. Next, habits of vision, smoked half pack per day for about 28 years and quit. Occasional alcohol use. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, father had dementia. Mother is alive in good health. Next paragraph, med list, famotidine 20 milligrams daily, pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 112 micrograms daily, and mesalamine 4 grams BID, protonix 40 milligrams a day, and clonopin 0.5 milligrams PRN. Next, system review. The patient has no fatigue. A patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains. No hay fever, asthma, or shortness of breath. And no cough. Denies abdominal pains, but has heartburn and had rectal bleeding. There's no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks and denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white female has no acute distress. There's no pallidus, there's ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 98, to weight is 122, saturation 99. HG and ear norms, phallic people, so they're active. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds and diminished at the periphery. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, so as to no murmur. The Yeah, abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no gastromegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. And no capsulness. Reflexes of 1%, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, question number one is right upper lobe lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number two is probable underlying COPD. Number three is hypothyroidism. Number five, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She was also advised to start on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 1 week. A PET CT will be performed in 1 month. And the patient will come back for a follow-up visit in 6 weeks. If there is a significant uptake in the PET CT, further evaluation, including a biopsy of the lesion, will be considered. Thank you for this consultation. Copy this for Dr. Diego Torres, D-I-E-G-O, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, M-D. Okay.